Hey there, idiot. Did I sneak up on you? Look, I need to have a talk with you, okay? Just come with me to the empty room across the hall, okay? What's with that look? Did you go deaf or something? I mean, I know we just had a break, but you couldn't have partied that much, right? I asked you to come with me, so we need to go. Now stop making this difficult and just hurry up. Hey, quit staring at me like that. You can at least answer someone when they're talking to you, you know? Look, can you please come with me? It's just across the hall. Come on, what do I have to do to convince you? Seriously. Do you want something from me? Maybe a nice shiny pen I have? Some money? Maybe you've been eyeing some video game. All the other nerds do. Just say something. Please. You know, I wouldn't be trying this hard if it wasn't important to talk to you, okay? So just please come talk to me. You want me to apologize? For what? Fine. I'm sorry for accidentally spilling your lunch yesterday. Are you satisfied? And the time that I made fun of you in the hallway. What else do you want from me? Should I apologize for ruining that date you were trying to get? The only reason I did that was... Fine. Look, I apologize for that too, okay? Now, can you come with me? Look, literally wouldn't be bothering you at all. And this is actually urgent. You're the only one that I can talk to about this. Do you believe me? I thought about this really hard and I don't have any other option. You're the only one that wouldn't mess all of this up for me. So can you please just stop all of this and come with me? Finally, you are so difficult. Come on, just hurry up, okay? I promise I'll get some excuse for you to show up to class late. Some peace and quiet. You know, I really wish you weren't so difficult. It was already gonna be late. Okay? We were already late to class. You didn't have to drag it on that long. I'm missing class again, and if I fail tomorrow, it's gonna be your fault. Okay? Here. I'm just gonna be honest with you. There's been some things going on between me and my boyfriend, and it's been about a week since this all started. Okay, yeah, I know it sounds weird. I just need to explain, and you'll get it, okay? I just need you to act like my boyfriend. Just for a little bit. Just a bit of flirting and maybe a little touching. Just until next week. I will literally leave you alone for the rest of high school if you do this. And we'll have zero problems. I promise, for the rest of the year, I won't bother you at all. Yeah, I know I have a boyfriend already, but this isn't about that, okay? You could say that this is just something to make him a bit jealous. Wouldn't you like to get a bit of revenge anyway? I mean, come on. And I mean, if you don't want to, I I guess I could be a bit worse to you. If you don't want to listen to me, I can bully you a bit more. What do you mean I couldn't do any worse to you? I could ruin your life. I could destroy all the friendships you have. So watch what you say, okay? Listen, if you don't want to do it, then it's fine. You can just leave and go on with your sad little life. I don't care. Actually, wait. Look, this is all really embarrassing. I just think my boyfriend is doing something. He used to give me all of this attention and he would do whatever I want, but lately he's just been different. He's been getting distant and more aggressive. No, he hasn't done anything to me. But he just doesn't listen to me anymore. He's been getting closer to my friends than he is me. And to put it bluntly, I kind of think he's cheating on me. No, I'm not making this up. I have evidence, I swear. Look, I looked through his phone earlier this week, okay? And I found out he was sending texts to my friend. And they were flirting and they were talking about me behind my back. And it just made me so mad. I even tried to look through his window when he told me he was studying. You know, he never studies. I didn't believe it at all. And you know what I saw? I looked through that window and I saw him kissing her. He knows how much I hate her, and he does this to me. He does this to get back at me. It was just horrible. I mean, how could he do this to me? I mean, he's doing it with my friend, and it's all behind my back. I don't even know who I'm supposed to turn to because I can't trust anyone anymore. I'm supposed to be the person everyone fears. I'm supposed to be strong. I'm supposed to be the bully. But guess what? When I get screwed over, I don't have anybody. Because nobody likes me. It just feels like everything's falling apart. And then I guess I'll just turn into a recluse like you and be a loser. Listen, all of this is just embarrassing. I shouldn't have told you anything. Why am I even doing this in front of you? I just pretend you never saw anything, okay? Listen, like I said before, this can be beneficial for both of us. I can get back at that cheating jerk, and you can finally get your revenge for everything he's ever done to you. We can play up our relationship to be so happy without him. And I guess that can teach him a lesson or two about playing around. If he wants to fool around with my friends behind my back, and I can play around with anyone I want, right? Not only that, but you can show him how much better you are. You know, how much better you would be for me. He could never be you, right? Would you want to show him what it's like? Finally one-up him? What do you mean, why you? I mean, I don't know who else I was supposed to ask. I just can't get any of my friends because it seems like they're all in on it. And I guess you've always been the quiet type. I know you're not gonna kiss and tell, and despite everything you've been through, you've never failed. You always stand up to us. And while I'm embarrassed to admit it, I've seen how you've bulked up over the summer. You've gotten a lot stronger since I last saw you. Have you been lifting? Honestly, it kind of impresses me. I remember you being so scrawny before this semester. Well, all I'm trying to say is I need you to make this work. And you'll come out of this better. You just gotta pretend that you're my boyfriend for a week. Then we can have a falling out and break up. Simple as that. And I get my reputation back. I'll be the girl that everyone should be afraid of. And you get to get that sweet revenge on the guy that's been bullying you for years. Doesn't the idea sound nice? And I guess since I made you skip class, I can probably figure out a way to get the teacher to change your grade. Everybody listens to me. I basically have this entire school under my grasp. So, I think I can get it sorted for you. Do we have a deal? Great. I'm glad we could finally agree on something. But don't leave just yet, all right? We need to set some ground rules first. I trust that you won't take this too far. But I have to let you know what's allowed and what's not, you know? Don't get any funny ideas about us. First of all, just because you're pretending to be my boyfriend doesn't mean you have to talk to me all the time. If you see me outside of school and we're not around our friends, don't approach me. Don't talk to me. I'm not gonna acknowledge you unless I have to, okay? And while we're in school, you're going to shower me with all the love and attention you have. I want you to show me off. Make him jealous. And do whatever you want. As long as it's not too much. Touching is kept to a minimum, okay? Over the arm, hand holding. I guess maybe a hug. I might ask you to kiss me. But probably not. So don't dream of it, okay? And finally, this is the most important part. After this is all done, we're splitting up and going our separate ways, okay? Never forget that this is a business thing. There's nothing else to it. If you end up falling in love with me, that's your problem. Don't make this any harder for either of us than it already is. Okay? You got that? Look, you get the point, right? Just flaunt our relationship a little bit. Don't talk to me outside of school. Keep touching to the bare minimum. Okay? No trying to kiss me unless I say it's okay. And most of all, no falling in love. Because if you fall in love with me, it's gonna make a big mess. I want you to stay on good terms with me. I don't want you regretting it. All right. You're free to go, okay? Just go see the teacher and Make sure she doesn't count you as late. I'll see you in class tomorrow, babe. And I hope you have a good night.